Women from around the world gathered in the rural western Kentucky town of Paducah to share in the experience of something unique, an all-lesbian film festival.
That just kind of shows you that you can make space for women anywhere. Doesn't have to be in a large city or a metropolitan area.
That's Laura Petrie, Paducah resident and organizer of the Cinema Sisters Film Festival. She wanted to start the festival to give voice to a community often underrepresented and to stay in touch with friends after the long-running Michigan Women's Music Festival came to an end 2 years ago. Canadian filmmaker Liz Platt found the rural setting an intriguing place to support her fellow sisters.
Now that I live in a city of 500,000 people, it is kind of like, oh my goodness, driving down here, there's miles and miles of countryside and not a lot of people. But Paducah is a great small city.
The films ranged from candid discussions of first-time experiences kissing another woman to broad social and political issues. Piper Kessler is from Durham, North Carolina. Her film Spin is a love story about two women on different sides of the political aisle.
And I hope what resonates in Kentucky is listening to each other and that you're not just a bad person because of your political leanings.
Allison Rose is a construction worker who lives in West Kentucky. She's working on a film she hopes will bring attention to the daily encounters of women working in a male-dominated field.
I've had guys pretty much tell me it's not my place to be out here. I've had, because I'm lesbian, people hang stuff above my chair in the break room.
Lene Foster and Iben Air Anderson flew from Copenhagen, Denmark after learning about Cinema Sisters at a film festival back home. The couple worked together to produce In Light of the Revolution, documenting women in art during the Arab Spring in 2011. Foster says the demonstrations in Egypt gave women, who she says are normally invisible, an opportunity to fight for their rights.
I think it will relate to every woman because it's very much about getting your space, have your rights to walk on the street, to dress as you want to do what you want, not getting assaulted by men. This kind, I think, will relate to most of us, no matter Egypt, Europe, America.
B. Danielle Watkins is from Las Vegas and was the only African-American filmmaker in attendance. During last year's festival, she stayed at the Hotel Metropolitan, an historic black hotel during segregation era, where famous guests like Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald spent the night. The hotel's history influenced Watkins' documentary titled Parallel. In the film, she talks about her life as an African-American lesbian and feeling shunned by society.
No representation of what it looks like to be a black lesbian. There's no representation of how we live. It actually is almost like we don't exist, and those that they do use are such a misrepresentation. They're so aggressive, they're so angry, they're almost scary to a point where when they do see us on the street, people are afraid of us. And that's not the life we live. That's not the community I live in.
Festival organizer Laura Petrie describes Cinema Sisters as planting an acorn in her hometown that she hopes will grow into a destination for lesbians as a place of acceptance, understanding, and community. Dini Oliva served as an assisting crew member.
Nobody had ever heard of Woodstock before Woodstock. The fact that it's in Kentucky, though, is a major step toward normalizing relations of the LGBT community with the larger community. And of course, Paducah, as a creative community, is a wonderful place to have this festival.
Many of the women were drawn to Cinema Sisters to connect with old friends, support their sisters' films, and tour the River City. But they also aim to make progress in the LGBT community by claiming a space for underrepresented lesbians to make their voice heard. I'm Ebony Clark in Paducah.